This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42. For today on Twitter, it is all about the blockbuster success of Mat Kilau.
Yes, the movie came out last week, 23rd of June on Thursday, and so far it's made 12.2 million ringgit. It's inspiring so much conversation online, and it's of course about the, it's inspired by Malaysian historical figure Mat Kilau, who was a warrior who fought against the British in Pahang before independence. And the movie was directed by Shamsul Yusof, starring among others Dato' Adiputra, Beto Kushair and Fatah Amin.
So, I think you covered it pretty well. A warrior who fought against British colonialists. There's a lot there. He was also the son of local chieftain Imam Perang Rasu, better known as Tok Gajah. And I think if you've seen the trailer in the theatres recently, then you will know that it is a very good looking film, and it's really set out to be a certain type of epic, right? Like the runtime is, I believe it's in 2 hours. It's 2 hours long. And it's got the kind of action sequences and rousing speeches that you associate with, say, a gladiator. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely in that vein. And it is also evoking the same sorts of reactions from people leaving the cinemas, because it is trending on Twitter in an immense way. There are tens of thousands of tweets about it. And a lot of the people emerging from the theatres are talking about things like the performances, the action sequences, but also the kind of access to a historical figure and historical stories that maybe wasn't so widespread, right? Because this is something that falls into the category of popular entertainment.
I think it's always exciting when you get to see local stories in these kinds of genres, whether the historical epic or historical fiction. I think, you know, firstly, it's not likely to be a story that you get seen done very often, certainly not by Hollywood. Whether we even want Hollywood to take on something that's so local is a different question. And then, of course, things feel kind of familiar, right? And that's exactly the stuff people are resonating with. People are getting very excited about the use of the costumes, or the use of silat, or certain kinds of the way people speak, for instance, which I think we might recognize from, well, I must say that I'm not sure whether, at least from the trailer, because I haven't watched the film, whether it's entirely era appropriate, but I guess like the use of the language and a slight classical flair to everything they're saying gives it this vibe.
Yeah, Bahasa Baku, I think, is what's being used. But again, I'm not, like, we can't vouch for the whole thing. But if we look at the tweets, right, so Magat Adli says, one of my teenage students said in my class, after watching Mat Kilau, I want to learn silat. And you see, that is the unseen impact of arts and films towards how our society appreciates local cultures and traditions. And I think that that is exactly the point.
Yes, that's actually a great point. I remember when I first watched Puteri Gunung Ledang, actually, and how much it got me thinking about local costuming and styling and music, and even just going back to our own local epics. And I do think that that's one of the special things about films that take on these kinds of stories. We have Gore saying, as a student, I think Malaysia's film industry should do more historical or Malaysian warrior movies instead of learning our warriors' histories through Google or from a textbook. Not going to lie, a movie like Mat Kilau will help our young generation, especially students, to learn about history.
So Kamil has a tweet that speaks to that, because Kamil says, historical accuracy aside, the way we see it, creative license or not, people who don't know about Mat Kilau previously will now know and will be encouraged to learn more. No history class can beat a film. Next up should be Tok Janggut. And I think firstly, that's a great suggestion. But the other thing is, this is very important, this idea of historical accuracy and creative license, because this is one of the number one criticisms, right, that you will hear about any film that tries to tackle a historical figure. It's going to be, well, you didn't mention this. You didn't mention that when he was six, he did this, or that his viewpoints weren't necessarily exactly what they say in the film. And it's fair, but I also think that we shouldn't downplay the the possibility of a great story, good performances and all that, inspiring people to then go learn more. And that a textbook is not a movie is not a textbook, right? They shouldn't be conflated.
Let's not pretend that when Hollywood makes a biopic, they're historically accurate, right? They take creative liberties with many things.
History is told by the victors and often poorly, right? Like that's really what it comes down to.
Can I just say, though, that on that suggestion of making a Tok Janggut film, I want to kind of move away from the warrior genre a little bit and say I would love to see a Pak Pandir film. He was one of my favorite, you know, like the bumbling, like ne'er-do-well who's like funny. Like, I think that's a great genre. I'm so excited to think about all the jokes and the tomfoolery that we'd see on screen if that was made. That would be my vote.
How many Don Quixote movies can there be?
Yes.
Right? Like, at a certain point,
give Pak Pandir his time to shine.
We have this from Adam Zainal, who says, Mat Kilau is a period piece, and I'm sorry, but Fatah Amin has a face of someone who knows what an iPhone is, and I just love that. Mostly because I think that there is something to be said about period faces. This is something that we actually talk about on our other show, that some actors just have an old-fashioned face and others do not. And that is okay. You can look like you know what an iPhone is and, you know, exist in a movie in the early 1900s or 1800s. It's fine. It's fine. It just is what it is.
We have Maisara saying, Mat Kilau is really worth the hype. I hope this sets a precedent for better local movies in the future. The amount of times I got goosebumps while watching it.
That's a great sell, isn't it? I mean, that's a pretty resounding vote of confidence. And I just wanted to close with this from Shamil, who says, it's amazing how an art piece can inspire people to better love and appreciate their roots and traditions. I've been seeing stories and posts of people wearing full Malay traditional outfits, doing silat moves inspired by Mat Kilau. Art, when done right, moves people. And honestly, the outpouring of enjoyment, but also of costumes and outfits that's being posted on Twitter, quite delightful. So let us know, did you catch Mat Kilau this weekend? Are you one of the people who contributed to that 12.2 million made at the box office? And also, what other Malaysian events or stories or people would you like to see on film? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:54. You're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Now, today on Twitter, we were talking about sort of money, but it's more about the box office, because Mat Kilau, which came out last week, has made 12.2 million at the box office against its 8 million budget. And the reviews are pretty excited, especially on social media. And so we wanted to know whether you caught Mat Kilau this weekend, but also what other Malaysian events, stories or people would you like to see on film? You know the numbers, do get in touch. So on Mat Kilau, we do have this from Laif.
Life says, Mat Kilau, I must say, I was very disappointed. I was expecting to see Malaysia's Raja Gele. Oh, my bad, that's M. Daud Kilau. Joking, ah, jangan kecam saya. Eva, I will say though, if you went in expecting an M. Daud Kilau movie, this is a very different movie, my friend. No, not much Gaelic King going on there.
We don't know.
Oh, this is true. This is true. Who knows?
I mean,
perhaps there was an entertainment scene.
The reviews so far do not indicate that there was one. But who are you to say, Sharmila, making these sorts of broad statements?
I mean, Alexander had that whole scene of Rosario Dawson dancing. So yeah, who knows?
Who is to say?
Yeah.
So yes. Anyway, we wanted to hear basically what you would like to see made into a film, but also whether you caught Mat Kilau. And I have to say, right, I wonder whether we would be able to do... So I know that this is a stereotype and it's something that we've spoken about before, but I mean a sort of Big Short on a 1MDB type deal, that would fly, right? I mean, like, I don't want someone else to make it, is my point. If it's going to be told, it should be told by us.
Oh, I would 100% be down for that. Like, with that vibe, like,
right?
The Big Short vibe, yes. I don't know how much we could do, but as a story, as someone who loves, like, the thrill of stories like this, I could see it being done.
as like, well, either as a dark comedy, which some would argue it perhaps is, or as a kind of taut financial thriller, which it also is, mm-hmm. right? Like there's a lot there. And I bring that up only to say that I feel like we often talk about our movies and their appeal in a historical sense, and that maybe taking on something more recent might also be quite fun. But you're right. I don't know how much we could reasonably say. My point is, I just wanted to put it out there and hope that people are like, well, yes, I would watch that. So Boyi says, a movie about 1MDB would definitely be banned. And depends, right? Like, I think it depends. If we get all the appropriate... No, it'll probably be banned. I don't know what I'm saying.
I was going to say depends. You could perhaps do a satire with different names, thinly veiled. I don't know.
3NDA. I don't know. just to see how it goes.
Let's start with this from Praveen, who says, make a Marvel-type movie about our politics. And then they have a whole list MCU style. Number one, the man behind 1MDB. Number two, GE14. Number three, TUN, the unstoppable name. Number four, Lanka Sheroton. Number five, New Age. Number six, Endgame.
Would watch all, would cry through all.
I agree.
I think that's the easiest way to go with that. Razif and Apair are both talking about P. Ramlee, although different things. So Apair wants the life of Tan Sri P. Ramlee, so a biopic. Razif is asking for a modern version of P. Ramlee movies, which I know. It would be really sweet. But then who is going to play that role? I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot to step into, whether it's a biopic or otherwise.
I am interested just to see the casting process. I even think even that would be fun. But on a related note, Norman says a bio of Saloma, which also to me sounds fascinating. The costumes alone, I would love to watch.
Right? The costumes, the visuals, the beauty, it's going to be mad. Anyway, keep those thoughts coming. We want to know... did you catch Mat Kilau this weekend? And what other Malaysian events or stories or people would you like to see on film? Sharmila is going for Pak Pandir. I'm going much darker and going for Pak 1MDB. So it's just a very different vibe. Let us know, not which one, but what you personally would like to see. And also whether we're ready to do away with subsidies, because that's what we started our show with, that question. Either way, let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.